why there's Yisurim, but now you should understand the benefit of Yisurim, why it's there. It's mashish in the beginnings of time. That's how the world was created. We got to a point now, we want to ask ourselves, how though do we internalize this concept that the Yisurim of our good, because they enable us to actualize who we really are. Without Yisurim, we would never be able to actualize our potential. Perek Gimel, Daf Resh Nun. Anu b'nei Adam, ha'kaev hu kaev, ha'tzah tofes es ha'lev, kebetzavas luchotzos. We are human beings, and pain is pain, and when we're in tzar, it overwhelms us, it takes over our entire being. It's very hard for us to disconnect ourselves from feelings of pain. However, that's no stira to simcha. There are many, many events that are besimcha that are accompanied by pain. B'yes yelet chadash lo'ilom, a newborn baby. Afim alava b'kaivim ozim u'b'tzarav, he's accompanied, he's coming to the world, is escorted, he's accompanied with enormous pain and tzar. K'v'shineba b'posuk b'etzev tal debonim, with tzar you'll give birth to children. V'chein amru me'e piyut poya hayoledes, tzarik tes l'misa v'achas l'chaim. The woman giving birth is screaming. Hayasurim kashimod, terrible suffering. Achayolenes lamarot akol matzis boyish besimcha. She's ecstatic. She's happy. Why? Ki amna mayuria kasheva koyf. Because despite the fact that this event is painful and difficult, avalushava, it's worth it. Hizoicheliyenet. She just gave birth to a child. Person works the whole day, toils for panosai. He worked hard, but at the end of the day he gets his check and he's happy because he earned an honest living. It's worth it. It was worth the toil because now I have a way to feed my family in an alakha way. And that is the approach, the relationship, the attitude, sorry, that a person has to have klape all the yisurim that comes to him.
If they know why they have this pain, but if they don't know, I think
that's why we're trying to understand. Now we have to understand why we have pain.
It's not easy.
It's never easy.
Yes,
it's not supposed to be easy. That's
to
the point.
Give birth, we know it's evident.
So we're gonna know when we finished. Yeah, you'll know what your yisurim is for. That's the point. But you're right. That's what we're gonna say now. Kashe yudi sovek hu mityasir chas v'chilila b'chinam. Person suffering for nothing. There's no pain worse than that. Nafshu kotzi b'yisurim. V'magish ki lama lochaim. What I have to look for? Pain after pain, and there's no purpose in it. There's no purpose in the Yisurim. Luma zoyis kashe yudim mitboinen v'yodaya ki Yisurim anikim lo inyonim nizgovim v'erech elyoin. When a person will think and meditate and analyze a little bit, he'll come to understand that the Yisurim are giving him very, very valuable matters. Husamach ki ha'inyan shove. Then he's happy because it's worth it. You're right. We don't see what's on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
So then we have to understand what's the tachlis of Yisurim. What's the purpose of suffering? Avoim she'avona habasisis oides tachlis ha'yisurim is she'yisurim ha'im harisa l'shem binyan. So the first thing we said, the most fundamental, basic understanding of what Yisurim are for, they are the destruction in order to build. Remember we had the building in Manhattan? God bought a 10-story building in Manhattan, and he came and he knocked it down. He was like, why are you knocking it down? You bought a 10-story building in Manhattan, you knock it down? And then you start digging in the ground? Of course, because you want to build 100-story buildings. It's a destruction in order to build, the same way as the seed has to disintegrate before the tree can grow. That's the most basic level of Yusurim. You knock down the building in order to build, which in Hilchos Shabbos is called the building, no? If you knock down a building because you want to knock down a building, you're not over on Hilchos Shabbos. If you knock down a building because you want to build something else there, so you're over on Shabbos, because the heres is called the building. Hayesurim mevim ala adam toiva. This Yusurim brings a person goodness. Shebeloi Yusurim hulai yamagia le aklal. Without the Yusurim, you wouldn't get anywhere. V'kach amnam lemadeinu aramban. V'nei kola nesoyne shebetoiru le toivas hamanut. The Ramban in Breishis says that all the nisoynis that a person has, all the nisoynis in the Torah, are for the good of the person that's undergoing the nisoyn. So that's the first thing a person has to understand. This is coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's good for me, and he only does what's good for me. The first intellectual apprehension a person has to have. These Yesurim are good for me, this is what's building for me, and I need this, and it's from Hashem, and it's good. Ah, that takes away the pain? No. No, you just said you're going to have pain. You know, Madaliyah went to one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Netivot. So he gave me a broch. He said, you should have a Yishuv Kal. Rabbi Levi. So I said to him, stating Gemara, it's Nikne Bi Yisurim. What are you giving me a broch that's connected? The Gemara says, Nikne Bi Yisurim. Why are you giving me a broch that should be Yishuv Kal? He says, when a person has an ingrown toenail, very, very difficult to have kavanah to say Shema. The Gemara says you'd have Yisurim. I'm giving you a brocha that even with the Yisurim you'll still be able to be Oved Hashem. That's what Yishuv Kal means. With the Yisurim you'll have. You'll have an ingrown toenail. Terribly painful. But I'm giving you a brocha. You'll be able to still say Kriya Shema with kavanah. So Nachinami, you won't live in Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be Yisurim. But I'm giving you a brocha. It shouldn't destroy your life. Okay. Same thing. There'll be pain, but if you understand that the pain there is for your good, so then you can handle it. There are three different types of purpose for Yisurim. The first purpose for suffering, which is not shaykh to us at all, is to wipe out the sinners. Tachnu zoeni shaykhas aleinu, ele lezdoim v'chavroseya, v'le paroi al kol adoim imlo. That level of Yisurim is not shaykh to anybody here, that was shaykh to Stoim, and his associates, and paro, and everybody that's similar to them. There's a tachnis of Yisurim, where Hashem says Yisurim to wipe out the Rishoyim from the world. So that's not shaykh to us. The second purpose of Yisurim is to bring a person back to Hashem. A person distances himself from Hashem. The thing that Hashem uses to bring him back is Yisurim. Wow, how does that work? You're trying to get the kid to come closer to you, so you beat him up. That's not usually what works. Nasbiz of a marshal. Yehudi Baal Orien Zocha Boch Hashem Lakim Es Beis Al Adne HaTorah VeYira HaMishpacha Mitrachebe. This person built a beautiful Torah home. His family is getting bigger. Beis Al Tzah Miyakil Es HaYeladim HaShechana Noseh Elokim. His house is too small to contain all the wonderful family that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed him with. V'hu Machlit B'yom Min HaYomim Livnot Lo Dira Chadasha. And his son can build a bigger house. To go build a house, anybody ever try to build a house in this country, you need lots of money. Yeah. So he needs more panosis, he has to work harder, he has to go, He gets into business and he starts being quite successful or whatever, and he's drawn more and more and more into his business. So now his whole life is given over to making money and building his new villa. Slowly starts forgetting what his machov osa ba'olamo. what the main reason is in this world for. Lahakim bayit shehu mishkan l'Hashem l'chinuch ha'yeladim b'derech ha'Torah v'Yirah. He forgets that he's yet to build a mishkan for Hashem and to machanech his children in Torah and Yirah. Ata ein lo zman li'yeladov. He hasn't got time for his children. Ein lo zman l'noivos beiso. He doesn't have any time for his wife. Kol ma'anyonov nesunim l'ritza achrei kesef. He's on the conveyor belt of running off the kesef. No one knows anybody like this. No one has never seen anybody like this, but apparently there are people like this. He can't get the attention because he's too busy making bucks. It's a loisa adam chal shibush. Something went wrong here. The means became the goal. He's lost sight of his goals. His ruchnius is going and going down the drain. Suddenly something happens. Yom echad umafsid schum atzum shel kesef. V'kol chalamoisav livnois adira yoidim letemyoy. One day he does a deal and he loses a lot of money and his whole dream of building this house or whatever. Ois. Nishal shasharim ze tova vuro ara. So now, step back. You know, in the Knesset meeting, everybody get together, they start discussing. You heard what happened to Yankel? Oh, Pshnebuch, you know, whatever. Now, it was good for Yankel or not? Well, it depends what he does with it. Imish Maskil, who, if he's got a bit of seichel, this Yankel, who may even ki aches tovosa reitz a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu only wants what's good for him. Hashem is baruch reishu ozef es hamatera amitis. Hashem sees this guy's left his real reason for why he's in the world. And he's forgotten his real purpose in the world. Through losing this big amount of money, he'll suddenly wake up and realize that Hashem's trying to talk to him, trying to get him a message. And he's trying to tell him, Bni yekiri shachachta oti. My beloved child, you forgot about me. Shachachta ma'ani ma'anyen sha'isa ba'ilam. You forgot what I want you to do in this world. You forgot what your purpose in the world is. You forgot what your destination on this short little journey through this world is. He's enormously grateful to Hashem. Wow, thanks for catching me. They didn't get further into the bots. He's grateful that Hashem saved him. This yusurim that this man went through, you know what it's like? You lose a lot of money like that and it's your whole life. Terrible yusurim, it's not poshut. And yet, he understands it saved his life. You never know somebody that this happened to? Did it happen to you or you know someone that this happened to? They got a patch like this and because of it turned their lives around. I had a friend, Zal, very, very good friend. He's a chosh of a businessman, very big businessman. He was one of the big gverim in Johannesburg. And one night he lost everything. His factory burned down and the insurance didn't pay him out. There was a problem with insurance, whatever. He lost everything. You know where he was the next morning? I met him for the first time. The next morning he was in the Beis Midrash to join the Koilel. And he sat and he learned full time for years and years. Eventually went back to business, half day, whatever. He understood. If something like that happens, it's a message from Akash Bocho. It's not that he wants me to build another factory. He was trying to tell me, you're spending too much time in the factory and not worrying about your Yiddishkeit. It wasn't about Tshuva, he was an FFP guy. Very involved in business, very big. And he was a big Baal Chesed and a Baal Stocker. And he wasn't a guy that had gone off the derech. But he wasn't learning. Got a message. Until his last years, he was nifta a few years ago from the Machale. The last few years, he sat and he learned Yom HaBalai. Even when he went back into business, but his morning seder was not negotiable. So, yeah, I know somebody that this happened to and he got the message. But we all have it in small ways. Not in such dramatic ways, but we all have that. We all have Yisurim in our lives and we know that it's because somewhere along the line, we're not focused on our real goals. We get very distracted. Very easy to get distracted in this world. Very easy to get distracted. The HR has so many distracting machines today. Keep you distracted and entertained 24 hours a day. And people, you get caught up. You lose sight of, you know.
Sometimes
it can take a while. It takes a while. You don't always get it the first time. Sometimes Hashem has to talk louder. Sometimes he has to do a patch or whatever. Yeah. But everybody knows that that's happening. So dafka the Yisroelim are dafka good. Now he talks about something else, which I maybe you can help me out with. I don't know what this means. This Yehudi is a Baal Nefesh. He's a proper. I don't define Baal Nefesh, but he's a real spiritual human being. He has tzar for the tzar of the Shechina. If anybody wants to one day explain to me what that is, really would like to know. No, it comes up often, this concept, and more choshuv to know. Well, I don't know how to relate to it. Ve'omed b'busha, and he stands embarrassed in front of Hashem. Aratzah shegorim reboy roidim, the tzah that is causing Hashem. Once again, I don't know what that means. And I'm not being facetious. I generally don't know what it means that Amit stayer Hashem. You know, logically, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how to get in touch with it. Anybody here got a mahalach on how you deal with the tzah of the Shechina? Huh? It doesn't say Ki'ilu anywhere. It doesn't say Ki'ilu. I can go to Tzar to Hashem. I don't know what that means. I'm not saying emotionally I don't know what it means. Our Kishon allows a little bit. Like the I can have empathy. I'm talking about logically, it doesn't make sense.
Like the father wants to give the gift and the kid's not working.
Good, but Hashem's not wanting to give me the gift because he doesn't give it to me. He's chosser in anything.
What he said in the beginning of the book is that's the Ma'arechet Hashem sets up for us to understand it.
Pesedus, it's there for us to understand it, but I'm talking, I don't understand it. Still don't understand.
In essence, obviously not.
So that's why you have to know exactly where the, but it doesn't seem so posh because we see that the Tzar Shchin is a real thing. You ever read Rav Shlomo Alkabatz's letter that the Shlok Kodesh brings down about Leil Shavuos with the Beis Yosef? It's in Ali Shor as well. He writes a Moedika letter, he was with the Beis Yosef one night when he was still in Chutz Laaretz. We're still living in Salonika, and the Beis Yosef said he was going to learn through the night. So you see from the reading that learning through the night wasn't a big minhag. And he started learning what eventually became Tikkun Leil Shavuos. It wasn't a fixed story. He decided he was going to start learning one pasuk at the beginning of every thing and the end of every, say for whatever. He's got through Kula Torah, whatever, the Beis Yosef, and enormously wonderful things happened there. The Shechina revealed itself to them that night and spoke through the Beis Yosef's mouth. Rav Shlomo Alkabatz wrote the Chandani Ratza Mitzkada and then Alishua Chedek Aleph. Could have to read it. Moedika Loshen there, he brings down. He knew how to write Rav Shlomo Alkabatz. He composed besides the Chandani, but Moedika, he described this event. Anyway, the one thing there that the Shechina told them that was, if you would understand the tzar that I'm in, you wouldn't be able to move. You would be totally immobilized if you just understood a little bit of the tzar that I'm in. And you've taken me out of the tzar with your learning through the night. Yedidi, chavivi, the Shechina talks to these people with such terms of endearment as in Platz. But it talks there about the tzar of the Shechina. If you understood the tzar of the Shechina, you wouldn't be able to move. You would be totally immobilized from tzar. Like I said, I wish I had your problems. You know that attitude. I really wish I had your problems. But Matthias Solomon Schlagbuzan told me that the reason why kids go off the derech is because we don't understand the tzar of the Shechina. Hashem's got lots of kids off the derech, and we don't feel the tzar of that for Hashem. Like you said, we don't feel the tzar. So Hashem gives us an example of what it feels like. She would feel his tzar. Miz Rahman Sana, a guy's got a kid that went off the derech. He's supposed to use that as a chitimtza to feel the tzar of the Shechina. He knows what tzar he feels. He knows what he's going through. He said if people would do that, there would no need for kids to go off the derech. If we would feel the tzar of the Shechina, kids wouldn't need to go off the derech. No. Besada, once again, no one's been able to give him a halach in this. Even in the Giluim, I agree, it has to be in the Giluim. It's not in the essence. Everything we discuss, but even there, I don't understand what it means. Tov. The even in the Gilui, Makosh Bochu stays in infinite wonders. He never becomes Mugbal in any way. Anyway, it's a big discussion. It's a big, it's
how can the Shekhinah exist in the finite world?
Good.
So that question is just.
In Achinami, it's all
cool. It's just what we can.
Like I said, I don't have a proper mahalach. I've never, I need a Ramosha Shapiro or a Rekiva Tetz or whatever to sit me down and give me a mahalach of how to, or a give me a mahalach how to deal with this. I don't have base principles. I don't have first principles in the sugyas. So what to do with it? And you'll be surprised, but there are other sugyas that I don't have clear as well. So. But this one's a real problem because it's fundamental to understanding the sugya of Yusuri. Hashem loves me. Who doeg li, and he's worrying about me, he's concerned about me, takes care of me. He's not going to let me waste my life. And I caused him so much pain. When a person's suffering, what does the Shekhinah say? I'm with you in your tzar. It means whenever I'm in tzar, Hashem's in tzar. So what does Hashem cause me tzar? He's causing himself tzar. No, he's prepared to cause me tzar because that's what's good for me, even if it means he's going to have to suffer, whatever that means. And this tzar, by this spiritually sensitive person, gets stronger and stronger. He forgets about his own suffering. When he starts davening about his suffering, his ikar davening is to take away the tzar of the Shekhinah. The Rezina, when he was in prison, it's a famous maisim about when he was in prison. Gam ki eilech begeit salmoves lo yiro. Even when I'm in the shadow of the valley of death, whatever you want to translate it, eini mefached miasakonas vatzoris agedolis beyosa. I'm not scared of the enormous sakonas and dangers that I'm going through. Ken yodei shakol letovati, because that's all for me. Ra ki atai modi. What's evil is that you're with me. Why do you have to be here with me? What's evil is that you're with me. Why do you have to be in prison? Why do you have to be sitting here in the schmutz? You have to suffer because of me. When a person lives with this feeling and he starts loving Hashem, Hashem loves him, doesn't want to go away from him. Hashem wants to be with him all the time. Losing money and all of these surim we go through, whether it's Gidul Bonim, Shalom Bayis, Panosa, lo mashane what it is, health, it's cave, it's sore. Gam sometimes it's very, very sore. Ulam ze shavesh al yodam choyzer adam loyves Hashem uledovka boy. The person goes back to Hashem and he cleaves to Hashem when things are bad, much more when things are good. Alavai we'd be able to cleave to Hashem when things are good as much as we do when we need things, when we feel a chesaron. We can't. That's the terror of a person. It's very hard for us to arouse the energy to cleave to Hashem when things are going well. So Hashem makes him not go so well, and then we suddenly wake up and we start cleaving to Hashem. And therefore, it's good for us. We're not part exactly what the. I think it was the Regina when they managed to come and visit him. Somebody managed to get into the prison when he was in prison. They came to visit him. They said they're crying. I can't remember if it was him and Rav Yeshua Leib. I can't remember if I heard this story. And the Talmud said, "Oi, to see you like this," and when he bribed the guards to go in and go visit his baby, whatever. To see you in such a state and to see you crying because so much suffering, whatever. He said, "I'm not crying for me." if I'm sitting in this schmutz with these people, with this this terrible situation, and the Shekhinah is with me, I'm crying for the tzar of the Shekhinah. I'm not worried about me. I'm fine, yeah. That's top. Okay. This is a vat, so we want feedback. When you start being able to do this and you know how to do this, you come back and give us some eights. How you working on tzar of the Shekhinah, please? Of course, all the time. But as I said, Tov, have a good day, everybody. Okay.
First doctor who saw me sent to the other indicated.